comedy stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. Well, here he is, that master of mirth and melody, Frank Crummett, with his Broadway band. On this transcribed program, Frank presents, in return engagement, two of Broadway's popular personalities to add to our mirth and merriment, the illustrious Dr. Pratt and the equally celebrated Arlene Jackson. And here is that happy-go-happy fellow, Frank Crummett.
Well, General Gallup, that was a nifty phrase, that happy-go-happy. Thank you. And good people, a most cheerful greeting to you all. My Broadway band swings into action with a tune from one of Broadway's picture hits, Love and Hisses. And the tune is labeled, I Want to Be in Winchell's Column. And boys, if you play good, maybe we'll all win that badge of honor. You played that awfully good. We should make the column. And now for your enjoyment, another glamorous, glittering star of radio and stage. And here she is now, one of our stellar attractions, Arlene Jackson. Her song portrayal is all about pretty Polly Perkins.
Have you met her? Have you seen her? Not a girl in town is keener than a little girl named Polly Perkins. If you meet her, you'll discover just to know her is to love her. Speaking of her, everybody would say, pretty Polly Perkins, pretty as a picture. Paradise in person, Polly Perkins is her name. Proud as any princess, pride of every party. How the boys pursue Miss Polly Perkins is a shame. We know Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Now the boys are picking posies, you know who's to blame. Pretty Polly Perkins, pretty as a picture. Paradise in person, Polly Perkins is her name. Talk about a sunny smile, talk about a classy style. Personality full of rascality, she's got all the girlies beat a mile. Ain't she sweet? Look, see her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't Miss Polly Perkins kind of sweet? Ain't she nice? Well, look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't Miss Polly Perkins kind of nice? She is perfection, fellows gaze in her direction, and the way they fall for Polly is a shame. Their hearts go pitter-patter, but to her it doesn't matter, they all plead in vain. Pretty Polly Perkins, pretty as a picture. Paradise in person, Polly Perkins is her name.
Oh, that was superb, Arlene, superb. And now Mr. Gallup craves your kind attention for just a moment whilst he touches upon a subject that is close to the heart of us all. Mr. Gallup.
I wonder if there is anyone listening to me now who doesn't enjoy going places and having a good time. We all like to go to parties and get-togethers with our friends. It's occasions such as these that puts the spice into our daily routine and makes life really worthwhile. But how often, when we're out enjoying ourselves, we forget our better judgment and have too good a time. Nowadays, however, it's a very simple matter to get quick relief from the discomforts which so often result from late hours and too much rich food and drink. The thing to do is alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer brings twofold relief from these common ailments because the analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate it contains promptly and pleasantly relieves the pain and discomfort. Then, its alkalizing properties actually help correct the cause of the trouble when associated with an excess acid condition. And very often, if you want to avoid that miserable morning after feeling, you'll find it wise to take a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer the night before.
Now, that's what I call a very good suggestion, Mr. Gallup, and we will all remember it, sir. And just to show you how much we appreciate your good advice, I'm going to blend my drugstore tenor with the clarion notes of my Broadway band and a snappy little sonata entitled, You're My Dish. You're a plate of peaches and cream, and you're like the angel cake Mother used to make. What a heavenly dream. You're the well-known pudding of Yorkshire. You're the famous pastry of France. A tantalizing, appetizing blue plate of romance. You're my dish. You're a combination on rye, and it's clear as soup to me. Loving you would be just as easy as pie. You could be my regular diet, 'cause I think you're simply delish. Well, you're my spicing, sugar icing, you're my favorite dish. And now our guest, the illustrious and incomparable Dr. Pratt, lends his terrific talent to removing the veil of mystery that surrounds the bathtub. While to some less fluent speakers, this subject might be regarded with awe, I have no doubt the good doctor will clear the hurdles in fine fettle. In talking with the doctor a few moments ago, he said he was disconcerted no end to see how bank nights were supplanting bath nights in public favor. Well, I said, as far as I was concerned, they both accomplished the same purpose. You got cleaned anyhow. Well, sir, one word led to another, but suppose we let the good doctor speak for himself.
Yes, yes, suppose we do. After all, Frank, my appearance here looks like 90% introduction and 10% of me.
Well, shucks, doctor, you said to give you a good build-up.
Well, so I did, but after all, Frank, they're paying me a pretty penny here, and I'd like to have something to say.
Well, go right ahead. I'll be as quiet as a little mouse.
Isn't that sweet? Well, customers, it is a fact, as our garrulous Mr. Crummett has said, that many people don't know how much good clean fun they can have in the bathtub. That's why I'm going to tell you of a dandy game you can play in the tub. Say, I'll bet you can hardly wait till Saturday night. This is my famous bathtub fishing game, and the only equipment you'll need is a fish pole and plenty of good sharp hooks. Now, here's the way to play it. Fill the bathtub about half full of water. And then, gently but firmly, dunk your carcass in the water. That's right. Stick it all in. Now, being a fishing game, we naturally have to have fish. And that's where your toes come into the picture. Now, let's see. We'll call the big toe a whale, and the second toe a pike, and the third toe a bass.
Pardon me. I think you mean bass, doctor. A bass is a singer.
Well, that's all right, Frank. I have a brother-in-law who's a bass.
Well, maybe so, but he's not a fish.
That's what you think. Say, one night last week.
Go right ahead, doctor.
All right, then we'll call the fourth toe a perch, say, and the little toe a mini. You know, of course, what a mini is.
Yeah, a moocher.
Yeah, let it go. Now, customers, we're all ready for the fishing game. Ready? Now, put a dandy sharp hook on the line. Now, keep your toes well down in the water so you won't know where they are. Now, what do we do?
Well, I'm going home. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, no, you won't, Crummett. You'll stay right here and love it.
Well, I'll stay, but I won't love it.
Well, we shall see. Now, friends, grasp the fish pole firmly, swinge it around, and sock it in the water, and try to hook a fish. Now, let's see. What kind of a fish shall we hook?
Well, I'm pretty partial to lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Hmm. Well, they aren't fish, are they, Frank?
Well, no, Doc. They aren't exactly fish, no. But they're mighty good.
Yes? Yes, they are, Frank. They're mighty good. Well, I think we could assume they're kind of like fish, couldn't we, Frank?
Yeah. I think we could assume that.
Well, let's get on with the game, yes. Say, Fred, you can't imagine the fun. Say, I could just hear those gay shouts of, quote, whoopee, I've got a pike. Looky, a bass. Oh, shucks, a mini. Can't you, Frank?
Can't I what?
Like I said, Frank, can't you just hear those shouts?
I can't hear anything.
Listen, fella, you're not making this any too easy for me, you know.
Well, now, Dr. Pratt, I'm going to be frank with you.
Yeah.
I don't like the game.
You don't like... Frank, don't you think I've got something there?
Yes, I do, but I don't think it's worth a nickel.
Uh-huh. Well, that just goes to show, customers, I thought I had a new game here that would supplant baseball as the new American pastime. Yes, sir, I'm just plumb discouraged. For 2 bits, I'd give up radio.
Will you put that in writing?
Oh, heavens, no. Can't you take a joke? Well, see you soon, Frank.
Yeah, always the optimist. Tally-ho, Doctor.
That's what you think.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratt. Thank you indeed. And now my Broadway band does something to earn their keep and plays a little ditty which Horace Height did a lot to popularize. I'll Love You in My Dreams, the sentiment of which I dedicate to Arlene Jackson, if I dared.
We wonder if everyone in our audience tonight knows that the makers of Alka-Seltzer tablets are so certain that you like their famous product that they authorize every druggist to sell it under a positive money-back guarantee. They believe that once you've experienced the remarkable relief Alka-Seltzer brings, you won't be satisfied with anything else. And that's why they make you this liberal guarantee. The next time you suffer with a headache, an upset stomach, distress after meals, acid indigestion, a cold, or that miserable morning after feeling, stop in at your favorite drugstore and get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer tablets. Take them home and use them according to the directions you find inside the package. Then, if you aren't entirely satisfied with the results, return the remainder of the package to your druggist and he will refund your money. So why suffer with the discomfort and distress of common aches and pains when you can get prompt, pleasant relief on this guaranteed offer? Ask your druggist about Alka-Seltzer and see what he says. And remember, the 60-cent package of Alka-Seltzer tablets is much more economical to buy because it contains 3 times the number of tablets for only twice the price.
Well, Dr. Pratt, that bathtub fishing game of yours is quite an idea. You must know a lot about fishing.
Yes, I'm an expert, Butch. Is there anything that you'd like to know about fishing?
Well, I tell you, I've never done much fishing. Just what is the technique?
The tech niche? Well, first of all, Frank, you bait your hook.
Yeah.
Then you cast, mm-hmm. And when you feel a bite, you jerk the pole up quickly and reel the fish in.
See, after you bait the hook, mm-hmm. And when you feel a bite, mm-hmm. You jerk the pole up and then reel the fish in. Mm-hmm. Reel him in all the way?
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, now, after you get the fish all the way in, right up to the top of the pole, what do you do then?
Well, then there's nothing left to do but climb up the pole and stab the fish.
Well, goodbye, Dr. Pratt, and good people, this is Frank Crummett, hoping you'll all tune in. Your radio's on our wavelength when we come scattering a little sunshine down your way real soon.